Walking meditation can be a wonderful practice. For some people, it's their preferred meditation practice. To start a walking meditation practice, make sure that you're in a location where you have ideally enough space to take about 20 steps. And ideally, not a space with too many obstructions along the path. And we start the walking practice usually just with a short standing meditation. So just taking a moment to really feel your feet on the floor. Feel all the corners of your feet making contact. And perhaps gently shifting your weight from side to side, backwards and forwards, till you find a steady, centered place. Drawing your attention up the body, just check in with the knees. Maybe notice if they're locked, and if they are, gently softening them just a little bit. Moving attention up to the hips, and again, releasing any tension there. You may want to move your hips from side to side a little bit and just finding a comfortable center point. Moving your attention up the spine and just feeling the spine nice and long. Almost like there's a string pulling the top of your head up. Shoulders relax. And the eyes start to soften. They don't close, but just kind of a more soft and gentle gaze. Generally, when we're doing a walking practice, we try to keep the gaze lowered, not looking around in every direction. So we continue to cultivate that capacity to hold the attention on one chosen area. As you start the walking meditation practice, just feeling your heel gently lifting off the floor as your weight shifts to the left, the right foot slowly coming up, the ball of the foot coming up, the muscles engaging as you extend, feeling the weight on the left foot, right heel striking, weight starting to shift, ball of the foot coming down. And then we start to feel left foot slowly rising as the weight continues to shift. We feel the lift, the extension of the leg, and the heel striking. And so in this way, you start to really notice the details of sensations, muscles contracting and relaxing in the feet and legs. When you reach the end of your walking space, it's nice to take a moment just to pause. If the mind's wandered, you can bring it back again. Take a couple of deep breaths. Feel the feet on the floor. And then gently, step by step, slowly turning and resuming. It can be helpful when you're doing a walking practice, because it's quite slow, to bring the feet a little bit further apart than usual. And with that, you may also feel a kind of gentle sway of the body from side to side. So just as with the breath, there's a rhythmic quality to the practice. So too with walking, we can feel this gentle side-to-side sway, which can be soothing if there are strong emotions present. For most of us, the habit with walking is to get somewhere. This is very different. With the walking meditation, there is absolutely nowhere to get to. There's no purpose other than to be here, now, in each step. As the practice continues, you can deepen the sense of connection, feeling as if your feet are kissing the ground each time they connect with it. Really feeling the moments of connection between the body, and the earth, the surface beneath you. If you find your mind is wandering, it can help to pause. Just pause the walking. Notice what's happened. And when you're able to bring yourself back, to resume. So just taking that extra moment to notice. And then gently bringing yourself back, just as you do in a sitting meditation practice. Again, there's no judgment. It's just what's happening. And we bring the mind back 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, and more, over and over again. Developing these new pathways to presence. to this moment. The practice of mindfulness is a practice of deep patience, a returning again and again, a patience that is actually boundless, infinite, timeless. As we deepen in presence, what starts as patience simply softens into a kind of constant present awareness. All there is in this moment is this step, these words, this thought. Now, if you notice the mind has wandered, gently bringing yourself back to the footsteps, noticing the details of contraction, pressure, movement, sway. At this point, you may want to wrap up your walking practice or continue for another period of time. Returning again and again to each step. At any point during the practice, if you find your mind is wandering, following your eyes, your gaze, just notice that. Notice what you're looking at. Take a moment to really take in that sense, look, return. Or if you are caught by a sound, to listen consciously and then return to the walking practice until you feel you're complete.